As Christmas holiday bills arrive, nearly half of surveyed British Columbians are teetering on the edge of financial insolvency, with 31% saying they're already unable to pay their bills. These figures appear in the latest MNP Consumer Debt Index, which finds a sharp increase of 9% to 46% among British Columbians, who are less than $200 from not being able to pay their bills and debt payments each month. This increase wipes out the 9% improvement from the last report. Linda Paul, a licensed insolvency trustee with MNP, said many British Columbians are starting the new year in a fragile financial position, with holiday bills now coming due. Among the many measures of the growing financial stress on British Columbians is the fact that nearly 50% of British Columbians told Ipsos, which conducted the survey for MNP, that they will not be able to cover all of their expenses in the next 12 months without going further into debt, up 2 points. Shrinking incomes also mean less room for unexpected expenses. While Paul points to the financial relief of lower interest rates, less disposable income leaves households less prepared for unexpected expenses or economic impacts, Paul said. For those living on a tight budget, any disruption could quickly snowball into significant financial trouble. About one-third of British Columbians, 31%, up 4%, expressed lacking confidence in their ability to cope with an unexpected auto repair or purchase or changes in their relationship status, 32%, up 5%. Looming behind these concrete figures are snowballing effects in the wrong direction. Paul said the convergence of post-holiday bills, economic pressures and unexpected expenses can exacerbate financial challenges. During this time of year, many people feel overwhelmed as the holiday bills arrive and financial challenges become more apparent, Paul said. However, seeking professional guidance is a good first step in turning things around and avoiding more serious repercussions like wage garnishments and collection calls. Paul added that talking with insolvency experts allows individuals to explore debt relief solutions like budgeting, debt consolidation, debt management plans, consumer proposals and bankruptcy to determine the best course of action. The report, though, also points to the improvements. While more British Columbians are now close to insolvency or already insolvent than in the past, consecutive interest rate cuts in 2024 are leading to some improvements. The number of British Columbians concerned about their ability to repay their debts, even with interest rates declining, dropped by 6% to 42%. Fewer British Columbians, 34%, down 7%, say they concerned that rising interest rates could move them towards bankruptcy. But 3 in 5, 59%, still say they desperately need interest rates to go down. Many British Columbians have already begun making adjustments to their budgets and cutting costs to manage the high cost of living and their debt obligations, which is a positive step in addressing their financial challenges, Paul said. However, these efforts may still fall short of delivering the relief they need. It's crucial to remember that support is available and reaching out for help can be the key to effectively navigating their financial issues.